Hi, can you tell me your name and what we're doing here today?
Yeah, my name's Tony Armstrong and I'm from Living Streets. And what we're doing is launching our new campaign, and it's all about getting more time for people to cross the road. So what we're asking for is 3 seconds more on the green man. Because what we've found is that over 3/4 of older people, those over 65, just can't walk fast enough that for the government's speed that it sets the crossings at. So if we change that crossing speed, and if we make our crossings open and accessible for everybody, then we believe that everyone will be able to cross the road without fear or intimidation.
Yeah, I read somewhere that older people, some people are quite scared to go out because they just don't feel safe at all crossing roads or just being out. Is that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, not all people are like that, but we've spoken to lots and lots of old people who just say that, you know, halfway across the crossing, the green man goes off and then the cars start revving, and they feel actually so intimidated in some cases that they just won't go across those crossings anymore. So that means that they can't access their local shops, it means they can't go to the doctor's surgery maybe and visit their friends. And some of them have said that actually it's made them really scared to go out at all because they're so intimidated by the traffic.
Have you spoken to anyone about it? You know, obviously you have, but what's the sort of feedback you get? Do you feel that it could be increased?
It's been really great over the past 2 days when we've been talking about this, that we've got so much support. You know, lots of people have supported us. We've had some politicians today to come out and, you know, get their picture taken in support of the campaign. We've been talking to the Department for Transport, who are responsible for what happens on crossings, and they're going to review the guidance that they give to local councils next year. So now is the perfect time to get that change. What we're asking everybody to do is to write to their MPs and get their MPs to support us and tell the ministers that we need more time on our crossings. So we're really hopeful that we will get a change next year, but we need everybody's support.
Yesterday in Lewisham, South East London, an elderly lady was knocked over. I think she was 67. She's in a critical condition. I mean, have you got any stats on older people getting hurt on the roads?
Yeah, it's difficult to break down whether people have been injured on a crossing or not, so it's been very hard to get those statistics. But we know that it's a major concern in terms of road safety, particularly in London, where, you know, we've got lots of conversations happening about whether it's safe for cyclists and whether it's safe for pedestrians and everybody else. What this really campaign is about is obviously we want to make our crossings safe for people, but we also want to make them feel safe, and that's a really big issue, because when people don't feel safe, that's when they start to worry about getting out and about. That's when we really worry about people's loss of independence. And so the focus of our campaign is about how people feel about using their crossings, and we want them to feel confident.
The thing with lights, they start flashing, don't they? So car drivers that do get impatient and feel like, come on, hurry up. What about stopping that flashing and just keeping it red until everyone's over?
Yeah, it's difficult because in the highway code it says very clearly when you're a driver you always have to give way to pedestrians, even if actually the crossing is on red. If the pedestrian is still crossing, we all know though that everyone tends to be in a rush and lots of cars don't do that. What we think the easiest way of doing it, rather than trying to change everybody's behaviour, which is built up over many, many decades, the simplest thing is to do is to make those flashing lights just happen a bit later. So, you know, for the average road, that would be 3 seconds. And by giving people 3 seconds, most people, even those who walk fairly slowly or need a bit of help, can get over the whole road before those lights start flashing and before the cars start revving.
I didn't ask the obvious question. How long does it take before? How long have you got to cross the road?
Well, it depends on the width of the road, but usually you've got between about 3 and 6 seconds where the green man is on, which doesn't sound very, very much. And then what happens is that you have a few more seconds after that where you as a pedestrian don't see the green man, or you'll see it flash and the cars start seeing those orange flashing lights. So what we're asking for is when the green man is on and you can see it just stationary and still on, we want that to last for longer, because that's when people feel most confident about being able to cross the road.
Well, thanks very much. So you say contact MPs. Can we contact you at all? How can people contact your organisation?
Yeah, we've made it really easy for people to take part in the campaign. So all you need to do is visit our website, which is livingstreets.org.uk. On the front page is a big link, very colourful orange button that we press, and that will help you write to your MP. Put in your postcode, it'll write a letter for you, and all you need to do is add your name and a few more details, and it goes to your MP.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.